He would die among the roses. Patrick, he said. His voice was husky. Patrick looked up at him with desperate intensity. Roland stared at the boy's hands, dirty, scabbed, but in their way as incredibly talented as his own, and gave in. It occurred to him that he'd only held out as long as this from pride. He had wanted to kill the Crimson King, not merely send him into some null zone. And of course, there was no guarantee that Patrick could do to the king what he'd done to the sore on Susanna's face. But the pull of the tower would soon be too strong to resist, and all his other choices were gone. Change places with me, Patrick. Patrick did, scrambling carefully over Roland. He was now at the edge of the pyramid nearest the road. Look through the far-seeing instrument. Lay it in that notch, yes, just so, and look. Patrick did, and for what seemed to Roland a very long time. The voice of the tower, meanwhile, sang and chimed and cajoled. At long last, Patrick looked back at him. Now, take thy pad, Patrick. Draw yonder man. Not that he was a man, but at least he looked like one. At first, however, Patrick only continued to gaze at Roland, biting his lip. Then, at last, he took the sides of the gunslinger's head in his hands and brought it forward until they were brow to brow. Very hard, whispered a voice deep in Roland's mind. It was not the voice of a boy at all, but of a grown man, a powerful man. He's not entirely there. He darkles, he tinkts. Where had Roland heard those words before? No time to think about it now. Are you saying you can't? Roland asked, injecting, with an effort, a note of disappointed incredulity into his voice. That you can't? That Patrick can't? The artist can't?